Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard. It's great to have you with us. I'm joined, as always, by my good friend and buddy, co-host Anthony Padilla.
Oh, that was a mouthful, huh? Good to be here. Today, Scott will be teaching you how to keep from burning a hole in your money sock against the spread, why Tennessee will wish they had luck on their side, and why Tiny Tim is even thankful he is not Tim Tebow.
Let's attack the line. The Philadelphia Eagles are on the road taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The total for this game on Sunday night, it opened 45.5. All the money came in on the over. It was bet up to 46.5. Today, a touch of 48.
It's amazing. Where are the points going to come from? Two things in Philly, Nick Foles and, man, the man himself, Bryce Brown. Talk about a big game last week against my Cowboys. And Nick Foles looks like he's just taking over that job in Philly, man. Mike Vick is on the bench, and he says he's supportive, but he's on his way out. Him and Andy Reid, pack your bags because you're moving on. But as for this week against the Bucs, I just don't know where the points are going to come from. You know, Tampa's got Josh Freeman. They're capable of scoring some points. But I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a bit of a sloppy game. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring, though. I would say definitely with the under this week.
The Philadelphia Eagles have had some trouble. Andy Reid, their coach, word on the street has it he's going to be ousted at the end of the season. They had a lot of high expectations for Philadelphia going into this season. Fact of the matter is, they've only covered the point spread twice the entire year. So the Eagles, they're on the road, and in this matchup, I find it interesting because with Tampa Bay, they're a very good offensive-minded team. They run the ball extremely well. 9 of their 12 games have gone over the posted total, so that's why I think this line has moved from 45.5 all the way up to 48. Now, the line has already been attacked. I'm going to respectfully not play this game. I will say I do have an opinion on the next game as we take a look at the Miami Dolphins taking on the San Francisco 49ers. The total for this game opened 41.5. The money came in on the under all the way down to 40, and today 38.5.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is going to be another low-scoring game. Well, San Francisco has shown all year that they're capable of putting points on the board, especially with Kaepernick. Really, it doesn't matter. He's done a great job, though, don't you think, Scott? I mean, really, between the, you know, Alex Smith was great. We've talked about this, I believe it was last week. You got to feel bad for Alex Smith because he didn't do anything to lose his job, but Kaepernick just played that well to get it. You know, but that's got to be frustrating. Alex Smith is handling it like a pro, but whatever. I don't know. That's a conversation for a different day. But in terms of this football game, I think that Colin Kaepernick, you started to see some of the struggles last week. You know, and I think that all came from when he first came in this season. He was forced into it. You know, it was a sudden injury. Then he was forced to start the next week. And now that he's settling in, now I think he's going to start going through those rookie mistakes, if you will, and in turn, that's going to keep the points off of the board. Miami does have a pretty good defense that they've been able to show week in and week out, which I don't see Miami putting points on. I mean, who does Miami have? You know, Reggie Bush can only score so many times. So I think in this game, again, just like the first one, definitely the under.
Well, taking a look at this game, the Miami Dolphins, again, 28th and 20th in the league offensively as well as defensively. They're a little bit better defensively than they are offensively, but on the offensive side of things, they're absolutely putrid. 28th out of 32 teams in the National Football League. Now, taking a look at the Niners, I see why this line has moved from 41.5 all the way down to 38.5. Colin Kaepernick, a big play quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I happen to agree with Anthony on this. The fact that Alex Smith led this team 20 wins, 6 losses, 1 tie, and he led them to the NFC Championship game a year ago, even though I realize it was mainly their defense. Fact of the matter is, the Niner offense passing the ball, they're 31st, 32nd in all of football. I look at this game, and I do have an opinion. I am going to attack. I have not attacked this line as of yet. Again, it opened 41.5 down to 38.5. Once it hits 38, I will be betting over. And the reason for that is, again, we talk about this on a weekly basis on Attack the Line, Odds Couple, Vegas Video Network. It has to do, in case you forgot the title of the show, it has to do, because it happens to me occasionally. You want to be on the move early or against it late. And in this case, I'm going to be against the move late. I want to play over the 38. Red Rover, I love the over.
That's great, man. Well, here on the Odds Couple, as we were just talking about in these games, now, I do kind of want to talk about Colin Kaepernick a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a crazy situation. I mean, we haven't seen something like this in a couple of years where a starting quarterback gets hurt and ends up losing his job just because, I mean, you can't even say he got outplayed. Like, he hasn't even gotten outplayed. The guy just came in and did well, and Jim Harbaugh just said, I go with a hot hand.
I think it has to do with the fact that Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the 49ers, he was in love with this guy. I mean, based on what he did in college at the University of Nevada, Harbaugh, this is his guy. Now, he inherited Alex Smith, who, again, last year and the year before, started to come into his own. 20 wins, 6 losses, 1 tie, led the team to the NFC Conference Championship game. But I know Harbaugh likes Kaepernick because, and I get it, from a defensive strategy standpoint, it's tough to plan and strategize against this guy because he can run. He can pass. The concern I have is turnovers, okay? He's young, he's unproven, and we're seeing that. We saw some turnovers last week, and that tends to lend itself to the over because turnovers generally lead to points.
I love turnovers. Actually.
Do you?
I do.
Apple turnovers, McDonald's?
Cherry. But cherry. I can't have them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the celiac? Whole celiac. Yeah, celiac. Well, that's a whole different thing. But, all right, well, it's time to do something a little. It's time to move to the segment, which apparently is geared towards the New England Patriots. That is Spin to Win. Every week in Spin to Win, we are forced to take two teams, one of them always being the Patriots. And the lovely Tara / Scott, not this Scott, we have another Scott who spins the wheel. This Scott is forced to argue for the team that the wheel lands on. I am forced to argue for the other team because the smart better bets with their head, and you've got to know both sides of the equation, one of them always being the Patriots. So this week we have the Houston, who?
Houston Texans.
Taking on the New England Patriots. Patriots are favored by 3.5. Scott, let's spin the wheel.
Scotty's got the Patriots.
I'll take it. The luck of the draw. This is the easiest sell ever. The New England Patriots at home Monday night, they've been licking their chops waiting, and so have I, for an opportunity. Everyone's talking about the Houston Texans being the best team in the American Football Conference. I'm not buying it. I know people are selling it. I'm not buying it. Here's why. I respect the fact the Texans are 11-1, but with Tom Brady, the best quarterback on the planet, the best coach on the planet is Bill Belichick. They're at home. The concern I have for the Houston Texans, it's their third consecutive road game. Now, the thing that I'm concerned about with the Texans is they're balanced, but with New England, they're hungry, they're focused, they're playing extremely good football. Last year, remember, this is a team that was 31st in all of football, and they were one drop touchdown pass away from winning the Super Bowl from a year ago. This year, they're 25th defensively, offensively, they're great. They run, they pass. The only concern I have with the Patriots, they're banged up. Defensively, they have some question marks. The offensive line, somewhat a patchwork mode right now. And then their star punt return man, Edelman, who's also a utility man on offense as far as a receiver, he's gone. He's out, and he was averaging 15 yards per punt return. Fact is, the Patriots are at home. 3.5, wow, I think this is cheap. This 3.5 point spread for the game should be the first quarter line.
I've never seen you get this excited about anything on this show. Just the fact that you finally got the Patriots. And I'd like to thank the lovely Scott for stopping the wheel on the Patriots just so you could actually talk about them. Like, your eyes lit up. You were so happy to talk about the Patriots. And I'm glad you did because I didn't want them. At 3.5, you take them.
You haven't liked them all year. But remember,
no,
my
friend, don't. I
remember,
don't.
They were 1-2, and I was mocked. I was laughed at. The executive producer
you still are.
Was throwing things at me.
Nothing has changed.
One win, 2 losses. They've won 8 of 9. Cream rises to the
okay,
top.
Okay, Scott, but that's what they've done lately. Show me what they've done in the past. All right? Show me what they did a couple of years ago, because that tends to be your motto with this team. So, look, Houston is going to win this game. They're going to win it by, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think Houston can win this game by a touchdown because of the fact that Tom Brady and his team is coming off of last week's win where I got to be careful with this. I want to say they're going to have that hangover, But this is a team that doesn't get that hangover. I mean, they win, and then they keep winning. And New England is a very tough team. And they are the team that I had to argue for last week in Spin to Win, because they were on Spin to Win last week, too.
Shocking.
But this week, I'm going with the Texans because, one, I have to, and, two, I legitimately think Houston coming into New England on Monday night, they're more than capable of putting up points against anybody. And to be honest, the weakness in New England would be the defensive side. Their offense is great, but they're suspect on defense. And Houston is more than capable of taking advantage of this. Other than that, I think you're going to get the same solid game out of Tom Brady and everybody else. I just feel like Houston is coming into this game with more to prove, so to speak, and I think they're going to do that. So take the Texans plus the points. Either way, we'll be talking about the Patriots next week in this segment.
The thing you want to look at when you talk about this matchup, and it's considered the high-profile game of the week because it has top seed, number two seed, AFC seeding ramifications. Easy for me to say, right? Well, the New England Patriots, they play right into the weakness of the Houston Texans. I have a lot of respect for the Texans, okay? They can run, they can pass, but defensively, their pass defense is only 19th. That's bad news if you're on the road and you're a Houston Texan fan having to face Tom Brady and company. 19th pass defense, Houston.
Yeah, I understand, but you know, I don't think that really, if you're a Texans fan, I think you don't have a lot to be upset about this year.
I mean, it's early. I mean, 11 out of 12, but we're talking about a team down 14 points against the Jacksonville Jags 3 weeks ago. They were down to the Detroit Lions by 10 points in the third quarter before the refs hosed them.
Oh, no, wait, now wait.
Yes.
Before the show started, we were talking about the Falcons, and we were talking about a couple other games, you know, where you were saying
good teams win the close games.
Exactly. But now you're saying that the Texans were down, and they came back.
I'm saying.
So just because they're playing the Patriots in this crap game does not mean that suddenly it means something different. They won the games. They play to win the game. Right?
Based on what
Tony
you're
Dungy,
saying.
No, forget what I'm saying.
I already have.
I'm going with what you're saying. I can't take this. We're going to break. Come back and join us right here on the Odds Couple Vegas Video Network.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That sucked. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Talk your shit.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please. I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. That was horrible.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott Pritchard alongside Anthony Padilla. To reach out to us, we would love for you to become a part of the show. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. We would also love to hear your voice on our show. You can do that through web-based voicemail. Go to our site on the right-hand side, red bar, click there, and right now as you see the green bar in the middle of the page, start recording. Also, we would love to field live chat questions, any questions, concerns that you have about sports, namely sports betting, who's going to win, more importantly, who's going to cover. Feel free to get those live chat questions dialed in. Now, if you do miss us live, it's okay. Check us out, YouTube, iTunes, Vegas Video Network, Roku, and every Saturday, this show is rebroadcast on KSHP Radio, that's AM 1400. I have to back up because the opening of the show, you said something about Tiny Tim. Isn't Tiny Tim dead?
I haven't even gotten to that part of the show yet.
No, but I want to address it now.
Man, just like your love life, man, just a little premature. And like, wow. We haven't even gotten to dinner yet, and you're already taking me home. I mean, if you want to talk about it.
Actually, I don't. On second thought, I'm going to talk about my plays from an educational standpoint as far as winners, losers, money earners, as opposed to money burners. And when you're betting football, it's important that you know which teams have been good against the spread, which teams have not. There are dead go-against teams and dead go-get-on teams. As an example, the Houston Texans not only have a very good record, 11-1, they're also good against the point spread with 8 wins this year. The Colts, another very good ATS team with 8 wins out of 12 contests. The Seattle Seahawks, the St. Louis Rams, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, on the other side of the coin, two teams that have been in the toilet against the point spread, the Oakland Raiders, only 3 wins ATS, and the Philadelphia Eagles, 2 wins the entire year against the number. Now, let's talk totals, winners and losers. The New England Patriots, 9 of their 12 games have gone over the posted total. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over 9 times out of 12. And 2 teams have gone under considerably well. Arizona Cardinals. Not a surprise because their offense is weak, and yet they have a pretty good defense. And the New York Giants, that's a bit of an anomaly. The Giants, look that up in the dictionary, anomaly, by the way. It has to do with they have a pretty good offense and a weak defense, but yet their games have gone under 9 of the 12 times. So there you have it. We're going to move on now and talk about what frustrates you in the world of sports, namely in the world of sports betting with Are You Kidding Me?
All right. Now, since you brought it up, now I've got to do this whole thing differently because you brought up Tiny Tim Premature. Look, I brought up Tiny Tim earlier because it's just a point of reference that even if Tiny Tim were alive, even he would be thankful that he's not Tim Tebow. He's alive in every movie that I watch every year. He's not even a real character. What do you mean Tiny Tim is dead?
Oh, that's what you were talking about. What? Do you know what you're talking about?
No, do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you know who Tiny Tim is, the musician?
I am referencing Tiny Tim from A Christmas Carol, who is a fictitious character who doesn't even really exist. So therefore, that fictitious character is thankful that he is not the real Tim Tebow.
Maybe after this, maybe we should rehearse before we go live on the air.
No, because I'm fairly certain that I know what I'm talking about. And I would just assume that if I bring up Tiny Tim, 99% of people would know that I'm referencing around Christmas, you know. Really?
Really, yeah, really.
You know what? The whole Are You Kidding Me just changed. Are you kidding me, Scott?
No. No,
just stop. Look, here was my original point today with this whole thing, is Tim Tebow, there's getting a bad deal, and then there's whatever Rex Ryan is doing to this poor guy. Okay, there's one thing if you're not going to play the guy. It's another thing if you've got a guy in your roster who's not any good. But you can't say the guy is no good, but not ever say the guy is no good, and you leave him as your number 2 quarterback on the roster, but you don't play him, and then he gets hurt, and then you say you're making him inactive because you care for him as if he was one of your own children. I can't believe I actually heard an NFL head coach say that they were keeping him inactive, even though the doctors cleared him. You're in a league where guys have separated shoulders, and they barely get clearance, and they're in the game the next week. Tim Tebow is perfectly fine. He was cleared by the doctors, and Rex Ryan said that he was keeping him off the roster this week because he's looking at him like a son. Give me a break, man. You realize it was a stupid decision to bring him in the first place. Now you're afraid you're just in a lose-lose situation if you do play him, if you don't. So the best thing to do is this is your out. Keep him off the roster. But it's absurd. You know, own up to what you did. Something. I can't. Like, this whole thing is just a mess. So, therefore, Tiny Tim from A Christmas Carol would be thankful if he were real, which he's not. Scott, he's just a made-up character. But if he were real, he would be thankful that he's not in Tim Tebow's shoes. Man, are you kidding?
Are you kidding me? I mean, really, why is it that Tim Tebow is a part of this show? Do you have a man crush on this guy? Every week you talk about Tim Tebow. The guy is a total non-factor.
What, are you a Patriot or something? I can't. You see what I did right there? You're going to give me a hard time.
I see.
About Tim Tebow. Bringing up, talk about relevance. I'm talking about like a serious situation, a life situation, which these people are thankful that I'm doing. You're talking about the New England Patriots. All right, they're going to win. Great. Give them a real game to bet on.
Get on the
Patriots. Look how upset you get just that I bring up the Patriots.
How can you throw the New England Patriots under the bus?
Because that's where they belong. We're in Las Vegas, man. We're not in New England, and this is the team. So, all right, I'll tell you what. Next week,
not going to talk about Tim Tebow, and I know you don't want to talk about the Patriots.
I'm going to bring up Tim Tebow next week.
Shocking.
Next week, I'm going to find another fictitious character who's thankful that they're not Tim Tebow and see if you call me out on how they're dead.
Oh, I'll be calling you out.
If there's any kids watching at home, Tiny Tim is not dead. Scott Pritchard.
This is the part of the show where Anthony and I put money into your pocket as I respectfully change the subject matter. And we're going to put you on the right side.
This week, the right side for me, I am taking the Tennessee Titans heading to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Colts are favored by 5.5 in this game. Before I get to this week's game, I actually want to, I don't know if I want to toot my horn because that's always set, that sets you up.
You've been doing it the whole show. Why stop now?
No, I have not. I was gonna give you some props too, but forget that. You pick the Patriots every week, of course. All right, look, I went last week. I went with the Cowboys. I took the points. Please remind everybody, Scott, what was it, 10.5?
Eagles, you took the Eagles.
Right.
Do you remember who
yes,
you took last
yes,
week?
Yes, I took the Eagles plus the 10.5.
Yes, you did.
Cowboys won by?
Lucky bastard. 11 points.
How do you make, does that matter? Does it matter how I won?
Does it matter that your guy returned a punt 95 yards with 30 seconds to go in the game? It does matter. But yeah, congrats, you won.
Are you trying to, are you trying to help people win money or be upset that I win more games than you?
That's never
now
happened.
Now I'm starting to wonder.
I'm happy that you won.
All right, I'm moving on because Scott has got to think about his Patriots pick for next week. Look, I've got this game. I don't really know what to say about it because it's just two teams with different directions at this point. Tennessee, when they started the year, really had nothing going for them. And then they started out the first few games, they started to look like somebody that actually might have a little bit of potential. They've kind of regressed, and now they're done. They're 4-8. They're going up against a Colts team with Andrew Luck, who's just, he's hot. They came off that big win last week. Last second play, the last play of the game, they pulled it out against Detroit and won 35-33, which was a very cool finish. And now they're 8-4 and heading to the playoffs. Andrew Luck has, I believe, 6 300-yard passing games this year, which is a rookie passing record. And he's showing why he was the number one pick. A lot of people are favoring the heavily hyped RG3 just because I think he's more electric to watch on the field. But Andrew Luck is doing everything that you would hope for from a top draft pick, and he's got this team right there in contention to do big things in the playoffs. And on the life part, Chuck Pagano, their head coach, is looking to possibly come back. He had cancer. For those of you who may not have heard, he finished his last round of chemo last week. And they're hoping that he will be back on the sideline for their final game of the season, which means you've got a guy leading them into the playoffs with one of the biggest emotional stories in the history of sports. So they've got a lot going for them. They're favored by 5.5. They're winning this game by at least a touchdown. So the right side for me this week is the Indianapolis Colts minus the 5.5.
Before we get to my right side, I would like to recap what took place last week. Anthony, very fortunate. Congratulations. A win is a win is a win. I'm happy for him. I was fortunate and blessed as well. My team, Kansas City Chiefs, at home, a home team dog, getting points against the Carolina Panthers. Didn't need the points. Easy winner. Won the game straight up. Together, Anthony and I, 3-1 ATS in our last four, having a very good season. Got off to a little bit of a rough start, but it's not how you finish. It is how you finish. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But let's get to this week's action. I have one play. One time, I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals. They're on the road taking on a very good Seattle Seahawks football team. Now, remember, it wasn't that long ago where the Arizona Cardinals started out 4-0. You never bet on a streak to end. Well, it ended. But now another streak started. They've lost 8 consecutive games, Arizona Cardinals. Decent defense, but a weak, weak offense. Let's talk about Seattle. They're 7-5. They're fighting for that number 6 seed. They have an outside shot at winning the division, believe it or not. Their last four games, 3 of their last 4 games are at home. The one road game they take on the Buffalo Bills, very winnable. They have an outside shot at winning the division. I really think this team will probably end up as the 6th seed. Love their defense. Their stud cornerback is out for the next 4 games. He's been suspended, so that is a concern. The right side for me, as the Seahawks are favored in this contest by 10.5, the right side for me, my money, is on Arizona plus the 10.5 points. Underdogs are undervalued, not to mention double-digit dogs are undervalued. Arizona plus the 10.5. See the cashier.
I miss dogs in general. Hot dogs, stadium hot dogs. That was that.
Can you stay focused here?
I am. Okay. Actually, no. I want to drastically change the subject here. to address something that it was sad. It was a sad loss, not just in the world of sports, but in life, which is going back last week to the death, tragic murder and suicide of Javon Belcher, defensive player for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his girlfriend, whom he murdered. What a sad situation. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Just very brief thoughts. We just, our hearts and our prayers go out to the families, and we just hope that, you know, we talk a lot about sports and betting, but this is for fun. And yes, it's real money, but in the greater scheme of things, this is, man, I really hate to reference Bob Costas's, you know,
well, he talked about how if guns were not legal, that Javon and his deceased girlfriend would still be alive, but I respectfully disagree strongly. I mean, my records, my sources have told me that 9,317,212 gun owners yesterday did not kill anybody. Guns do not kill people. People kill people.
Well, and that aside, even the comments about putting things in perspective, you know, you hate to be cliche about it once again and say, wow, I hope this puts things in perspective. But forget that. I hope that this helps people help people. You know, a situation that I feel is somewhat similar is not sports related, but it's Cat Williams, who's going through some stuff that you can't understand. And Cat Williams, if you don't know, is a famous comedian. And he's just doing a lot of crazy stuff right now. And you just can't help but wonder, is this guy, are these signs of somebody that's going to do something drastic? But nobody's intervening. So did we learn anything from the Javon Belcher situation? All I've heard is, well, he's an adult and he's going to do what he wants. So does this mean that we should just, life is just going to happen then? And nobody's here to help anybody? It's a very sad situation all the way around.
Yeah, the only thing, I mean, I again have a strong opinion on it. And again, my heart goes out to the innocent victim, namely the lady that was gunned down. And I have to say, I'm a team player, but if I was on the Kansas City Chiefs, I would not have gone to the memorial service to honor their slain comrade based on what he did. He's a murderer.
Well, he is. But you've got to feel for the human side. You know, I truly can't imagine being in that situation as Romeo Crennel was, watching somebody shoot themselves right in front of you, and then deciding to still play the game the next day.
Well, I actually agree with that assessment. I mean, JFK was assassinated, okay, and the National Football League, the games must go on, okay, the show must, I mean, they played the games. So I think it was the right move by all intent and purpose to play the game. Kansas City did the right thing.
Well,
because, again, I had Kansas City plus the points. I would have been put off if I had to wait to collect my money.
Well, on that note, we are glad that you joined us today, and our hearts do go out to the families and anybody who's having struggles. But please, if it takes this to put it in perspective, then please look out for your friends and loved ones. And if someone needs help, don't be afraid to dig a little bit and do what needs to be done. Guys, we've had a ton of fun with you. I looked up anomaly, by the way. I'm not sure what the angular distance of a planet or satellite from its last perihelion has to do with anything, but I'm sure you had a point there somewhere. Now, it will be an anomaly if we talk about something other than the Patriots next week, because I know what you were talking about, Scotty Pritchard. But I'm always happy to be here with you, man. It's always a lot of fun. I don't think I'm doing much this weekend. What about you?
Actually, I'm doing stand-up comedy, hosting the show on the Strip. If you're in Las Vegas, come on down. Planet Hollywood show goes at 9:30. And you can check out my plays every day on VegasInsider.com. We have close to 1 million views per day. Check out my plays on my site, PritchardsPicks.com. That's PritchardsPicks.com. And Anthony, I know you have your show every week, OVH. I want to hear more.
Yeah, no, I'll be there. And, you know, again, coming off last week with the big media night, that was great. And thank you so much for coming out. That was really cool of you to show up and lend your support. You'll be out again next week.
Right on,
believe,
next Friday,
right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So come out this weekend, check out the show, and then come back next week to see Scotty Pritchard get up on stage with us and have a little bit of fun. That's all I got, man.
Going to wrap it up for this edition of The Odds Couple on the Vegas Video Network. For my good buddy Anthony Padilla, my name is Scott Pritchard. Have a great week.